the fastest way to get better in every area of life. Or how you are a one-legged person trying to win an ass-kicking contest. I have been experimenting. I have run 2 experiments among the many that have brought results I did not expect. Results that told me that I have been one of these one-legged people. One of the experiments was to wear a kitchen timer around my neck, set it to 1 hour and of course reset it when it ran off. Every hour. I use the timer to remind myself to take my supplements. I won't talk about supplements in this article. Instead I will talk about the side effect. You take supplements with water. At least I do. So what this arrangement did is that I reliably drank 2 to 3 ounces of water hourly, so my cell hydration remained high during the day. #image_title. The second experiment was not wearing socks in the cold weather. Sandals, no socks. The temperature in my apartment is about 37 Fahrenheit on the floor, which is about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius. It's Tuesday, garbage day, so I took out the garbage in the fresh snow. Still no socks, no shoe. Felt the cold, felt the snow melting on my skin. Pleasant feeling. And now, after I got back up, my feet are wet, and okay. I am okay. So I muscle tested and found some surprising results. MuscleTest says these new experiments actually caused or contributed to the results. My heart health number went up to 7, from 3. My circulation number went up to 10, from 7. It's the result of the 2 new habits. Cell hydration and non-babying myself. We humans are a one-legged species in an ass-kicking contest. We forgot our animal roots. The number one killer, surprisingly, is cell dehydration. I say. The cell is where your energy gets generated. Or not. In the mitochondria. And coffee, tea, juices are not able to enter into the cell. Or just barely. And our water, even if it comes from a spring, won't get into our cells. Does not hydrate our cells. So our mitochondria suffers, barely coughs up enough energy to survive. So we drink energy drinks. Coffee. Tea. Alcohol. Drugs. All that to feel some energy, not to have energy. As I have said before, when your cell hydration is above 10%, you feel more solid. You feel as if before you had been standing on 1 foot, balancing, precariously. And suddenly you are standing on both feet. Stable. You have more room for things to be off-kilter, frustrating or irritating. You are a lot less in a fixing mode, knee-jerk reaction mode. Once you stabilize that cell hydration. Once you stabilize that level of well-being, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually, you should be able to notice when you are, again, in the standing on 1 foot again, in survival, in scarcity mode. You may not think it's your cell hydration. But you should. I am going to use the thinking method, the inversion method, which is exactly the same as distinguishing. So the question, using inversion to see more, is: what do you need to do to get yourself out of cell hydration, out of stability, out of abundance, out of intelligence? 1. Your water may not be coherent, if you are using my water energizer system. Suddenly the water you use to energize is not energizable. Not all water is energizable, unfortunately. And suddenly even brands of bottled water that used to be energizable aren't. Your filter needs to be replaced. The manufacturer changed the water, without making it public. Your bottle is dirty. Or your glass is dirty. You added something, anything to your water. Your setup reset or changed. Disconnected, maybe your headset is moved from the water to empty bottle space. If you use the small bottles/entrainment method, your small bottles are not coherent. 2. You are drinking lots of liquids and not your energized water. This had been my issue before the experiment. 3. You think that making tea, lemonade, with your energized water is as good as drinking water. But no. The cells don't want your tea, your lemonade. They will only accept coherent water. And even if you start out with coherent water, adding tea or lemon, or salt, or anything disrupts the coherence. Even if what you added serves some inane or useful purpose, like making your water alkaline. You just made it not coherent. Whatever you consider smart and intelligent is what got you to the low cell hydration and its consequences, scarcity state, survival, not well, maybe already ill. So if you continue doing what you have been doing, your cells won't get hydrated and you will lack energy for life, for healing, for growth, for hard, for complicated, for challenges. The hardest thing for most people is changing their mind, changing their behavior, allowing themselves to feel stupid. Allowing someone else to tell them what to do. Surrendering to anything. Your intelligence suffers. Your overall intelligence, how well you understand, how well you observe, hear, process information depends on the state you are in. When you are upset, overwhelmed, afraid, anxious or don't feel well, when you are tired, you are able to do much less. I normally notice this when you, my client or student, turn to stupid, dense, foggy, non-responsive, slow. And then I measure your cell hydration. Every single time it measures below 10%. You make your decisions, you make your moves in life by your understanding. Almost all upsets come from misunderstanding, misweighting, misinterpreting something. From exaggerating the importance of something. Or not seeing the importance of something. All mistakes, all upsets. And you spiral down from there. We could say that the fastest way for you to raise your IQ is by keeping your cell hydration above 10%. Even if it takes some awareness, some new habits, surrendering. Being stupid is not good for you, and not good for your life. Your health issues are caused by your lack of coherence. Your health drops because of the stupid decisions you make while standing on one foot. You are reactive, impulsive, damaging to your health. Your cravings, your binging, your drinking are all the result of your making decisions in an incoherent state. If you are reading this article in that incoherent state, expect to get less than 5% of it to go through. Same with everything you do. If you are a 67-step coaching client, your report will not even reflect that you listened to a step. If you have the water energizer system. 1. Make sure your water is energizable. 2. Make sure it is charged to coherence. And then 3. Drink enough of your water, from a clean glass or from a clean bottle to get coherent again. And when you are done, read this article again. How much coherent water is enough? In my experience, 2 tall glasses of coherent water a day will keep you at steady 10% cell hydration. 2 tall glasses is about a liter. Depressed? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Insomnia? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Moody? Alternates between hyper and down in the pits? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Caught in desire traps? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Too hot? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Sweating a lot? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Argumentative? Explains a lot? Justifies? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Scaredy cat? Afraid of everything? Your cells are likely dehydrated. Procrastinating? Can't get started? Your cells are likely dehydrated. It is the widest area, most general self-improvement tool I have ever seen. What prevents you from fully benefiting from it is why you need it. P.S. One more thing, if you jump from one healer to another, looking for a cure, you must get yourself properly hydrated. I have been removing energetic attachments by distance healers, giving it away that you were stupid and getting stupider because of the attachment. Do yourself a favor and get your hydration up with coherent water made with my water energizer system. You'll see the difference. Unless, of course, you know better. As in stupid as the stupid does. The newest version of the audio is now the Overcome Water Energizer.mp3. It is 2.5 times faster than the original water energizer audio. The energy is faster. If you have the filter system I recommend that creates energizable water from tap water, you can even start without buying the audio. Intrigued? I remotely energize your water. You fill enough small clean water bottles with that coherent water. You put them into the large container and with the energizable water, wait 2 days, and voila, you have coherent water. It's a system. If you are a current client, you can send me occasional pictures to check if your system is working as it should. It's actually simple and easy. What is in your way is your low cell hydration. A real life catch 22. Here is the link to buy the system with a month's support. Get the energized water system.